Welcome, everyone. We gather in the name of the one who creates, redeems, and sanctifies us. Amen. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you, y también contigo. And now together let us pray. Almighty God, look with loving mercy on your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed, and to be given over to the hands of sinners, and to suffer death on the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We now turn our hearts and our minds to Scripture.
A reading from Isaiah. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. Just as there were many who were astonished at him, so marred was his appearance beyond human resemblance, and his form beyond that of mortals. So he shall startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which had not been told them, they shall see, and that which they had not heard, they shall contemplate. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. By his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with pain. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear the iniquities. Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And now hear the Holy Gospel according to St. John as told by the Gospel Project. Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came with his disciples to Gethsemane. He prayed to God, "Father, if it is possible, take this suffering away from me, but only if it is part of your plan." While Jesus prayed, the disciples fell asleep. Jesus said, "Get up, it is almost time." Suddenly Jesus arrived with a large crowd. Judas kissed Jesus so the crowd would know who Jesus was. The crowd grabbed Jesus and arrested him. Peter tried to stop the man, but Jesus told Peter not to. Jesus' followers ran away, but Peter stayed nearby. Three times, people asked Peter if he was a follower of Jesus. No, I'm not, Peter said.
Jesus was led to the high priest. The high priest asked, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of God?" Jesus replied, "Yes, that's right." The high priest said, "Aha, he has spoken against God. He deserves to die." The religious leaders did not want to believe Jesus was God's son. When the morning came, the religious leaders led Jesus to Pilate, the governor. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked. "Yes, that's right," Jesus replied.
"What should I do with Jesus?" Pilate asked the crowd. "Crucify him," they answered. The governor's soldiers put a scarlet robe on Jesus. They made a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Then they mocked him, beat him, and led him away to be killed. The soldiers nailed Jesus to a cross. They put a sign above his head that said, "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Two criminals were crucified next to him. Darkness covered the land. Then Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus shouted again and with a loud voice, he died. Suddenly, the curtain in the temple sanctuary split in two from top to bottom, and there was an earthquake. One of the men guarding Jesus' body said, "This man really was God's son." Jesus was buried in a tomb. A stone was sealed in front of the tomb so that no one could steal Jesus' body.
This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When tragedy strikes, we want to know the facts. Who did it? Why did they do it? Will it happen again? Could it have been prevented? And sometimes we get a sense that all hope may be lost. What has been on everyone's hearts and minds this week is, of course, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, as it's now referred to. How did it really start, people want to know? Why is it continuing to spread? How is it reaching epic proportions? Why didn't we listen? When will it be over? Will it ever be over? And here we are on Good Friday, and we just heard the age-old story told a little differently to us this year. And we know that the sky is once again sad. And while we can claim ignorance, we know the facts of this story. We know the facts of this tragedy. We don't need to ask who did it and why. We know that Jesus was hung on a tree for a crime he didn't commit, as those in power just sat back and watched. We know they could have prevented it, but they didn't want to upset the status quo. We know that Peter denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. Jesus' followers deserted him in his time of need. We know that Jesus said, "It is finished," then bowed his head and gave up his spirit. "It is finished." Is he saying that's it? That this is the end? That death has the final answer? That it's okay what happened to him? No, for we know that he's saying this is just the beginning. Death does not have the final answer. Hope is not lost. Hope is turning to light. What happened was wrong, but in spite of it all, Jesus will rise again. But at this moment, it may not seem very holy, this death on a cross. It is gruesome. It is violent. It is wrong. It feels finished. The people in power could have stopped it, but they didn't. Love, not hate, could have won out. But instead, we hear one more story of an innocent person whose life was taken too soon. And yet, Jesus takes all of this, and he makes it holy. He's about to show us that love wins. Even here tonight, as we gather separately in our homes, because we can't be gathered together at Christ, we hear the age-old story that we know too well. And we have to admit that even here in our homes, we are standing on holy ground. Hope is not lost. Hope is turning to light. In the pictures of the toll this coronavirus is taking on our country and on the world, we see hope in the workers who continue to press forward. We see hope in one person looking out for another, or one church looking out for its community. We see hope in chalk drawings and drawings made by children. We feel hope in hearing a loved one's voice or receiving a text or a voicemail. We see hope all around us if only we are brave enough to look. We feel hope all around us when we stop letting fear get the best of us. We hear hope even when Jesus says, "It is finished." For hope is not lost. Hope is turning to light. For Jesus is here tonight on the cross in all his glory. He is hanging on holy ground. Hope is not lost. Hope is turning to light. For he knows, and we know, that the story isn't finished. He's coming again to us. He'll meet us in our grief and our sadness. He'll tell us not to look for the living among the dead. He'll meet us in our homes where many of us stay huddled and fearful, watching and waiting for the threat of the virus to pass. He'll tell us to live a better way because he gives us a better way, and he'll help us look out for our neighbors. He'll make us show the world that love wins every time. So may we know that it is finished, and may we admit that tonight the sky is sad. But thanks be to God that there is more to the story. Thanks be to God that life, not death, is what has the final say. For hope is not lost. Hope is turning to light. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. We now sing our hymn of the day, "Were You There?" this time we offer up our prayers to God. After each prayer, there will be a moment of silence, and at the end, I will ask, for what else shall we pray? And all of you will be unmuted, so you may offer up your prayers to God. Dear members of God's family, we pray for the church throughout the world. We pray for our bishop, all pastors, and all servants of the church. We pray for those preparing for baptism. We pray for the Jewish people, the first to hear the word of God. We pray for those who do not share our faith in Jesus Christ. We pray for those who do not believe in God. We pray for God's creation. We pray for those who serve in public office. We pray for all afflicted by the coronavirus. We pray for those in any need. For what else shall we pray?
Peace in the world.
Care workers.
For all my family. My loved ones.
For my family, especially my son Tyler.
For food workers.
My grandson.
For all those who are not able to worship on Easter.
Pray for Bob.
For those who are lost.
Pray for my neighbor, Josie.
Pray for my mother and stepfather.
Just lost her grandpa.
And Lord, we are on our knees today. They ask you not to calm our fears, but to help us, give us the strength to endure this storm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Our closing hymn is Jesus, Remember Me. In Spanish, it is Jesús, recuérdame cuando entres en tu reino. It is finished, but you remember us and you bring us to glory. Thanks be to God. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Amen. Don't forget to hear the story continued. We will worship Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. here on Zoom. The ID number 852-347-740 and the password 2020.
Nice to see everyone.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Pastor Katie.
Hi, Pastor Katie.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.